This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. It is the 27th of August, 2013. Ron McDonald sitting in the shotgun seat, I guess you could call it that, on a Tuesday rather than a Monday. And, well, if you missed the explanation as to why he wasn't here yesterday, it's not important.
It is not important.
It's not. Suffice it to say, we have another day, and we're all above ground, and we're really enjoying what we do. Excuse me, I got something caught in my throat here. Mr. McDonald, used a case. The United States Court of Appeals in the Ninth Circuit, John L. Lewis.
Yes.
And what happened in this case? Now, this was, he was the plaintiff in this deal. Lewis had been injured by a car owned by a San Francisco Fed and sued the U.S. government for damages. Now, note that this ruling particularly applies to the regional Federal Reserve banks, not necessarily the Federal Reserve Board. Thus, even more ambiguity, that's for sure. Excerpts from the ruling. The district court dismissed, holding that the Federal Reserve Bank is not a federal agency within the meaning of the Federal Reserve Act, and that the court, therefore, lacked subject matter jurisdiction. Federal agency is defined as the executive departments, the military departments, independent establishments of the United States, and corporations acting primarily as instrumentalities of the United States, but does not include any contractors within the United States. Now, each Federal Reserve Bank is a separate corporation owned by commercial banks in its region. The stockholding commercial banks elect two-thirds of each bank's nine-member board of directors. The remaining three directors are appointed by the Federal Reserve Board. Now, where does that Federal Reserve Board come from? Well, that's what, seven people that are on that Federal Reserve Board? And who picks them? The presidents. That's who picks them. For 2 years, I do believe it's a 2-year period. Is it not, Ron?
I don't know that number.
Okay. Well, and as I said, each of these Fed Reserve is a separate corporation. Now, the Federal Reserve Board regulates the reserve banks, but direct supervision and control of each of these banks is exercised by its board of directors. And you can find that under 12 U.S.C. 301. The directors enact bylaws regulating the manner of conducting general bank business. And again, in 12 U.S.C., only that's under 341. And appoint officers to implement and supervise daily bank activities. They include collecting and clearing checks, making advances to private and commercial entities, holding reserves for member banks, and discounting the notes of member banks, and buying and selling securities on the open market. Well, wait a minute. How did the Federal Reserve Bank, being a separate corporation, how are they owned by the commercial banks? Haven't they, in turn, become investment banks, Ron McDonald?
Yeah, I would say. And there's another point with the Federal Reserve itself. Look at the headlines and papers, and you'll see often where they're loaning money to foreign countries. So are they part of the United States?
Well, and again, going back to McFadden, his little dealy bob, kind of like what, not as eloquently, Mr. Kucinich did. McFadden was pointing out that, wait a minute, why in the deepest, darkest, dankest days of our depression in 1932, where over 25 up to 30% of the population was out of work, by the way, folks, we are almost at those numbers right now. And take a look at the timelines here. 1932, 4 years after the October crash of, 3 years? Only 3 years. October of 1929. 3 years into this, we got McFadden in the well of Congress going, wait a minute, why are you sending money to foreign banks and foreign corporations? Why are you guys doing this? Exactly the same thing that they did in 32, they turned around and did. Now, the $700 billion, folks, that was because of Freddie and Fannie, and they were trying to throw some Band-Aids on the arterial bleed. The small bandages. It was not going to work, but they needed money injected immediately to keep the banks from failing, literally within hours. And they successfully did that. But there was a little bit more debt that was created off of these mortgage-backed securities. And to this day, I've yet to hear anybody screaming for an audit to track back and find out who were the profit makers in this whole debacle and where is that money today. You know, how can you, Ron, how can you go into debt without something or somebody putting you in that debt?
Yeah.
Now, debt is, and under this current system, folks, debt is even a hard thing to try to explain. But having said that, where did all the toxic assets that rolled off of these mortgage-backed securities, somebody was making a hell of a lot of money. Can't we at least audit to find out where that many money went? And can we please have that back at least?
See, that's always the point. I've looked at that myself, the crash of 1929. There were a lot of losers, but who were the winners? Because that property that was lost has to go somewhere. It doesn't disappear just because we've gone into a Great Depression. Well, we know where it went. It went right into the banks.
Well, but they're turning around saying, wait a minute, we got too many toxic assets showing on our books. You taxpayers, you private people out there, you have to bail us out. Because if we go bye-bye, well, then that means everybody's not going to have a job. Really? Okay, so you're too big to fail. So what's the message here carried forth? If you're too big to fail, and this is all that you can muster after 5 stinking years, what do I have to look forward in the next 5 to 10 years? Can you answer me that, Batman? They cannot, because it's going to be more of the same. Well, maybe not quite. maybe it'll deteriorate to the point that all money stops flowing, and we'll just have a good old-fashioned worldwide crash, which, by the way, we never really have had in the past. Yeah, we had business interruptus, commerce kind of went kaflunkus. Yeah, we certainly had that before, but we have not had a systemic banking crash worldwide where the wheels of commerce would come to a screeching and grinding halt. We have not been there, but we're sure as hell headed there right now. 800-313-9443. I'm tired of hearing myself talk. Any of you people out there have any questions, any comments whatsoever? We're in the same boat. I'm not on the luxury liner sailing away yelling bon voyage. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
According to Mr. Zelinga, I think his name is, he says it's evident from the legislative history of the Fed Reserve Act that Congress did not intend to give the federal government direction over daily operation of the reserve banks. It is proposed that the government shall retain sufficient power over the reserve banks to enable it to exercise a direct authority when necessary to do so. In other words, the reserve bank plan retains to the government power over the exercise of broader banking functions, while it leaves to individuals and privately owned institutions the actual direction of routine. Now, this is similar to Alan Greenspan doublespeak. In actuality, Ron, the Fed Reserve, do you have a pen in your hand right now?
Yes, I do. How do you know?
Because I've heard it clicking for the past hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, no, I didn't have. I just put it in my hand as you were saying that. So it wasn't.
Busted.
It was right in my grasp.
Okay. The Federal Reserve, what is the function here and the oversight? Why do we have hearings? Why does the Federal Reserve chairman have to go in front of Congress? What is this for? For lengthy speeches that, in summary, when you boil it all down, they're saying what? Two, three, four.
Are you asking me the question?
Yeah, generally when there's about a 20-second pause.
Okay, I'm sorry, I was thinking about the pen and how the clicking was going on because I actually wasn't clicking anything. So you threw my brain off.
Sorry.
You know not to do that on a Tuesday morning.
Sorry. Well, I'll tell you what. What are you doing, Mr. Producer? It's mouse clicking?
Mouse clicking.
No.
Oh, that could have been me.
No, that is a dangerous practice. Mouse clicking during a radio program. Do you know that emits dangerous radiation?
No, I did not know that. Yeah, we're all dead.
Okay, Fred in California. Hello, Fred.
Hey, John and Ron. Thanks for taking my call, and it's a pleasure accepting me on your show tonight today. I got a question. You know, back in 1910, it was real easy for these wealthy bankers and corporate heads to catch a train in Hoboken, New Jersey, and take that train ride down to Jekyll Island. And we're suffering the pain, misery, and suffering as a result of that trip today and have been, you know, since then. But, I mean, a major one's coming. But taking today's technology, what do you think of the prospects of this happening again? You know, it's, you know, we're going to either go to war, the economy will take a crash, and we'll get through this one and learn our lesson. But with today's technology and the Internet, can this thing happen again? What do you think the likelihood of it is?
What thing in particular are you referring to happening again?
Well, starting up, you know, the process of starting a private central bank, you know, and these, you know, it started on Jekyll Island with these group of wealthy, very wealthy people that set up a cartel.
Right.
And they planned on setting up a private central bank so they can make a lot of money at our expense.
Mm-hmm.
What is the likelihood today, given our new technology, like the Internet and everything, do you think they could pull this thing off again?
Ron, do you want to try to take a stab at that one?
You know, normally when times get rough, they start wars. That's how they boost the economy up. They get people working again. But in the war industry, that's been what I've viewed over history. It's like, you know, and after, you know, in certain circumstances, like the WPA gets started, you know, get socialized, get the people into a socialistic situation.
Right. But given what we know today, and maybe I'm assuming much, maybe I'm just one of the 1% that are aware of what's going on, do you think that through our new progress that we've made through the Internet and our communication, do you think these banksters can get away with this as they did back in 1910, where all they had to do was to keep quiet and buy a train and take it down to Jekyll Island?
Well, let's reverse that. We have the Internet now. You can Google, and I cannot even begin to tell you how many hits you're going to get on Fed Reserve, banking, fractionalized reserve, you name it. So let's work it the opposite way. Here's all that information out there, and these clowns are still doing business.
I know. It's really pathetic. I think what's happening, though, it's, communication is a big subject, you know, and you're right. We can dial that up on our computers. I don't know. I just probably they can, you know. I don't know.
Well, wait a minute. They can what? They've already done it. Everything else is a variation thereof. You have a banking crisis. Well, we'll put in some new reforms. Something else starts to leak. Okay, well, we'll stop that leak by doing this. Fundamentally, the money-changing game has not stopped. Ron, how long has this been going on? I'm talking about the fractionalized reserve banking.
Oh, yeah.
How many years ago was it that some enterprising individual figured out that, wait a minute, I'm taking people's valuables here on deposit. I'm taking their gold. I'm taking their silver. I'm taking.
I think that's as old as Babylon, personally. Currently it's the 30s that when they really decided. 1913 is when they decided they had the strategy down pat. They planned for it.
Well, but there was a period of time where somebody, and it's recorded. If anybody remembers that, please call into the show. But there was a time where this actually started, where they started offering receipts for stuff on deposit, your valuables. And people, rather than carting their gold and silver around, just started using the receipts.
Well, that actually was, it was called safekeeping. And what you put in there, if you put in 20 gold coins, you got the same 20 gold coins back. That was called safekeeping. They don't have that any longer. Your funds are intermixed with everyone else's. And, of course, you lose total control of your funds at that point. They're no longer yours. They belong to the bank at that moment.
Yeah. All right. Fred, I thank you for your call. He sounded a little undecided as to when this started and can they start it again. No, they're still in the middle of still doing it to us. but don't worry. They haven't let it out, but somewhere in the deep dark recesses of their crypts and their vaults, they'll come out with a grand plan to save us all. We've had little hints and indications of this, but nothing has come out as official policy. Yeah. What official policy? How are they going to do away with debt, with their debt instruments? They cannot. This is why you're not hearing anything from them. But, as I explained to people in the bank yesterday, Ron McDonald, and I had their attention, and luckily for me, no other patrons came into the bank, and I had the attention of these four little banksters in there, all women, and I explained it. I had told them about the writ of prohibition. I said, you know what we're doing here? I said, we're looking for people, and we're going to go at the Supreme Court level in the state. And I looked at one of the tellers, and I said, you know, think of it this way. You walk into a grocery store, you paid for a gallon of milk, but they only gave you two quarts. Would you accept that? Of course, she said, I wouldn't. And I said, well, they're doing it with your money. You are exchanging your labor, and what is the species of payment they're giving you that was the same value today it was last week or last year? She had to think about that for a second. She said, well, they're not. I said, exactly. That's what this is a demand for. Species, value for our labor. We'll be back. Must come down.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We are back. Kathleen in Iowa. Hello, Kathleen.
Hi. Say, yesterday you spoke about your conversation in the bank and then again today. Uh-huh. And yesterday you mentioned something in conjunction with Ron called a writ of mandamus. And also the writ of protection or prohibition that you mentioned today. I wonder if you could explain both those things, because I have no idea what those are.
Well, Ron, is he will explain it, and they're one and the same. This is a petition for the alternate writ of prohibition / mandamus. Please, yes. Kind sir, make some sense out of those English words.
Certainly. When you have a public officer that goes beyond the scopes of the duty of their office, you have to prohibit them from moving, and that's called a writ of prohibition. When an officer, public officer, does not do the duties as required within their office, you have a writ of mandamus to command them to perform that duty. That's as simple as it gets for both those writs. In the case of the writ, the prohibition is to prohibit the recorder from recording instruments based on instruments, Federal Reserve notes, that are in nonconformity with the defining of the law of legal tender. What I mean by that is the Supreme Court has interpreted what a legal tender is to be used in as currency in the United States. The current legal tender without that is not backed by a commodity, yet is backed by the confidence of the American people, which is an emotion and not a unit of money, is in violation of the Supreme Court interpretation. So the prohibition is to prohibit her from, or him, from recording instruments based on those instruments. And those instruments we're talking about may be any taxing instrument under the 16th Amendment or any type of instrument that arise through a transaction on Federal Reserve notes. If you're an employee and you earn money, but you didn't pay all your money or taxes, or you hid some, the tax is based on those legal instruments, legal tender instruments that do not are in non-conformance with the actual defining of currency under the Supreme Court. So, in accordance with all the case laws that have ever been presented through the Supreme Court, all these legal tender currencies, notes, etc., have to be redeemable. Maybe not right away, but they have to be redeemable because the purpose is for them to be paid. And that's, of course, is in the writ.
Well, and excuse me for interjecting here. Redeemable in what?
Species. I'm sorry. That's a very important point, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, species is your gold or silver coin, you know, the lawful money. So it has to be redeemable in accordance with that, in accordance with all the cases ever gone through the Supreme Court of the United States. And the mandamus is to compel the sheriff to oversee the recorder's office that they do not record these type of instruments, and also to compel the recorder not to file or record any of these instruments. So, and John made a point earlier that if we get one county to agree with that, to stipulate to the writ, it's a one deal. It's a shoo-in at that point.
Well, what would be their argument against it then? I mean, because clearly they would argue against it. Would they say no standing, or would they?
No. The standing comes with the public interest.
Okay.
And in the writ, you don't have to have any other reason to bring a writ of prohibition, alternate writ of mandamus, other than that you want to see a public duty enforced.
I see.
So anyone can jump on these. We have one could join under a common cause, but that costs money to get into the writ, to attach oneself to the writ and become part of the petitioner's side of it, so you can personally argue in the court yourself. Or one can move as an amicus curiae, and that means a friend of the court, and then you can argue that way, and it costs no money to do that.
Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do is to stop, and you didn't hear me say this phraseology or put it this way, Kathleen, but we want the state to stop accepting the Federal Reserve notes. Now, that's something you didn't hear me say.
Right.
Okay.
I'm just trying to imagine being in court and what the argument would come against it. Do you see what I mean? Against the writ.
Yeah. I was trying to think the opponent's position at all times. And this is just a simple little writ that's very technical. But the whole purpose of it, if the law is on the books, it must be followed. The Supreme Court of your states have to follow the law because they take an oath. If they don't follow it or they try to overthrow it, what position have they taken?
Kathleen, have you been involved in any litigation? Do you have an understanding of the courts and what they've done?
A little bit. And what I see mostly is that they bypass the Constitution all the time with administrative procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know, and they seem to be able to do that, you know, at their whim. And I think it's because we're mostly being adjudicated in administrative procedure, you know, by administrative law officers.
Yeah.
So I just don't know. I mean, I'm fascinated with the concept, and wouldn't it be just wonderful if something that simple could...
Yeah, and Kathleen, all it is we're compelling a public officer. We're enforcing the public officer to do their duty. That's all we're doing. And, you know, as far as the Federal Reserve notes, they can continue to flow back and forth across state lines and all states and the federal government. It's just that the recorder's office will not be open to any instrument that's based on the current Federal Reserve note until it's redeemable. At that point, the door's opened up again. But guess what happens? Guess what happens when you have a redeemable quality to your note? You become a person that can now pay your debt. And once you have the ability to pay your debt, you acquire absolute rights, title, and interest in the very things you transact with.
Because as it stands right now, we own nothing. Literally own nothing.
Right.
Most people think they own their houses. Most people think once they pay off their car, they own their car. They own their property. No, they do not. You can sell it to other people. You can negotiate its sale. But to actual ownership, you don't have it.
You're saying it's more of a beneficial right rather than actual...
Well, I mean, take a look. Did you go the conventional mortgage route to buy your house?
I did.
Okay. Check your contract.
Okay.
Your mortgage will say that you, the tenant, it identifies you as being a tenant.
Right.
Not an owner.
That's true.
Not a buyer. So when that contract is finally finalized and they've garnered all their interest all those years.
Right.
You own your house, right?
Well, what if I pay the mortgage off, I'd assume I do.
Okay.
Because aren't I given a deed or a title or something?
Well, yeah, but has now your property that you've paid off, has that been pledged against the national bankruptcy that took place back in 1933? Are you, in fact, the owner of that house that you worked, sweat equity, all that stuff, poured over, you know, bent over backwards to try to keep and maintain? Are you the true owner of that house?
Well, I, like most Americans, believe I am.
Okay, well.
Okay, let me ask the question, Kathleen.
Sure.
Do you own those Federal Reserve notes that's in your bank account, in your pension, in your Social Security, in your purse, in your wherever? Do you own those instruments?
I see what you're saying, because no.
Yeah, you don't. You can't leave the country without declaring that you have so much of someone else's property in your purse.
I see.
So it comes down to it. I mean, most people understand it when I say that, okay, you've done the deed with the devil. You've done your 30-year penance. So, and magically, somehow that the stuff that's getting older and falling apart after all these years is somehow worth more. And then you get the last payment on that mortgage, and yippee-ki-yay, I'm all happy. But then the tax bill comes around by way of property tax, and,
right.
you don't pay that, well, they're more than happy to sell off your house to satisfy that property tax.
And they can, and I've always questioned that. How is that even possible?
Well, it's called paying a yearly rent, and that's the way they got it rigged.
I see.
Yeah, and property taxes, I mean, we came close to it here in Texas, because in the property taxes, we were getting money for school tax. And they finally figured out, well, wait a minute, that's not constitutional to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But the property tax remains. They just took off the taxing ability of the state or the counties to do it through property tax. We'll find another way to pay for the schools, but the property tax remains. We got to take the break. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
So we want the state here, we want to make species payment. What species?
Right. We merely want our public officers to follow the law. You know, I don't want to see the Federal Reserve note destroyed right now because we'd all go into chaos. So let the Federal Reserve note continue to work its evil on society. However, it will close the door at the recorder for any evil outside the state.
Are we into an era that less evil than evil is good?
Yeah. You would ask a question like that, wouldn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I would.
Well, you know, there may be retaliations by the federal government to all states that go through this, but again, we have the law of necessity. And when there's a breach of contract, or a breach of compact, the states do have a right to access the law of necessity.
Well, and it's been reversed. It was the states that created the federal government for a matter of convenience, for doing business, for whatever. But now we have been subjugated, I should say, to the federal government and are claiming all kinds of powers that was never intended, never bequeathed to them, never in a million years even imagined given to them. But now they seem to own it all, including you and I. Or at least for our own benefit, telling us what to do, how to do it, when to do it, how much to do it.
Don't forget where to do it.
And where to do it. And by the way, you've got to pay for the privilege. Really? Thank you, but no thanks. Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, and I tell you where to shove it, too.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Back to Fred in California.
Yeah.
He was trying to wonder if Jekyll Island's going to be resurrected and actually put back into existence for a short period of time, what we'll never know about. They already do that. It's called Jackson Hole. That's Northern Hemisphere version of it. And then the international version would be the G20. So it's being done right out in the open. Fred, it's not even behind the curtain any longer. Now, granted, we don't get a ticket to attend. But it's still going on right in front of our very face.
Well, and the old is going out because they've poisoned it to the point that it can no longer function. But they're going to bring in the new. But what they haven't indicated is what the new is going to look like. It's got to be a little bit more sound than what's on the way out, because what's on the way out is worthless. They put enough currencies in circulation out there that the damn stuff has become not representative of anything by any standard. So
they'll bring in the new once the dust settles.
Uh-huh.
Mom, Syria. Mom, that's all you hear on the radio. That's all you hear on TV's parrots. I'm serious. That's all you hear.
You need to feed that parrot, John.
Yeah, it scared me. I thought a nuclear weapon had gone off, and that's what happens to telephone communications. It makes that
sense. Well, let me put it to you this way, you two. That was a whole lot less scarier than what you're seeing on TV, and you could take that to the bank.
Yeah.
Period.
All right. Mark, thanks for your call.
See ya.
All right. John in Tennessee. Hello, John.
There's my brother from another mother, Mark. I'm telling you, Ron, I haven't heard you in a while, but I was just having this conversation today, John, in the gas station of all places, while making a delivery with someone filling up their truck. And I explained to them what we all know, and he understood it. The problem is, Ronald, that they're all involved in this literal money game, struggling like Jackson Brown. Man, they're going to be a fool and struggle for the legal tender that really isn't even legal tender. It's paper and cloth painted pretty, given an implied value. John, you said they're going to wait for it to fall apart. And I chuckled because when they brought this nonsense into existence, it was worthless then. The only thing they've done is made it worth less than worthless. So they're actually money magicians, and it is a game. It is an illusion. And the sooner that people wake up, this is the most important thing that we can get through to people, is it's all been a lie with regards to so-called wealth. You will never be out of debt. I don't care if you listen to Dave Ramsey. And he says it's debt-free Friday, and you call in and you shout to the top of your lungs, I'm debt-free. You're never out of debt because you paid debt with debt, and even your grandpa knew. Told me, John, my dad told me, you're never going to borrow your way out of debt.
Yeah.
You can't do it. And if you're paying debt with debt, you're in debt.
Well, John, and what's more amazing, that we have already gone through this before. We have already gone, but that was for a specific purpose. That was to bankrupt the United States so they could manage it outside of its intended purpose. Limited government, republic, that sort of thing.
And there's a grave down here over at the Hermitage, Andrew Jackson. And supposedly, I haven't been over there, but on his tombstone, his epitaph is, I killed the bank. So the old folks, the old so-called founding fathers that I believe were complicit in this in many areas, in many ways, understood how dangerous it was, and they were willing to get shot at to kill the bank. He killed the bank, and we let the bank, we didn't kill the beast, we let the beast resurrect. So I wouldn't be surprised if the new money was nothing more than tiddlywinks, because if you tell someone something long enough, they'll believe that the tiddlywinks are the greatest thing on earth. You can buy a car with tiddlywinks.
You're absolutely right, John. And, you know, I don't like the term money as it's applied to the currency. It's purely currency, and it's not money. It's currency.
Well, I love going to the bank, John. You know, I go to the bank, and I talk to the tellers, and I talk to the manager. And when I leave, their head is bowed. They have a copy of Freedom to Fascism, and they know what a dollar is. And I start out by asking, what's a dollar? And they'll say 100 pennies. 10 dimes, 4 quarters, 2 halves of silver. And I'm going, a dollar is a unit of measure, folks. You're in a business and don't know the terms it's using.
What's it made? What? Pull his pot down. I don't know why Ron is so noisy, but he's, I put him in the corner. But at any rate, yeah, they don't understand. They do not understand that, yeah, that money is supposed to be worth something. They're in the business of taking deposits and paying and doing checks. And
what a business of creating debt and enslaving people, and they don't even know it. Well, work at the boss.
And John, the day I walked into that bank, and they have such nice marble counters, and I took out a silver dollar, and I flipped that puppy on the thing, and you could hear that thing ring throughout the bank, and every head turned. And one of the gals there looked at me and said, oh, well, what's that? Is that Canadian? What kind of medallion is that? I said, take a look at it. Well, I've never seen anything like this. I said, it's what we used to mint, and it's what we used to call money. That is a circulated coin. A coin from this country? Well, it's got an eagle on it. I go, yeah, that's silver in there. That's what money is supposed to be made out of. And you should have, the look on her face, bless her soul, she did not know the difference. She, honest to God, did not know what real money was.
Well, I asked for a silver dollar, John, and they said, no, we don't have any. And one girl came up, a young teller, and she says, I've got one in my drawer. You can have it. And she dropped it on the counter, and it rang like a church bell. And I said, I'll take that. How much do you want for that? Kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Wait a minute. You're not going to tell me she gave it to you for a dollar?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Well, a bank, it's illegal for a bank to give you anything for more than face value on the coin, John. They can't do it.
Yeah, but she was that stupid. She didn't do the exchange herself? Yes, put a dollar in a drawer and take the dollar?
Yep.
He got it.
She absolutely did, and that's my... That's my story.
I'll be damned.
When you can explain to a manager of a bank as a truck driver what money is, and they ask you, well, what do you do for a living? And you tell them, I drive a truck. Because today's the day that a bank manager got a lesson on money from a truck driver, and I don't want to forget it.
Thanks for your call, John. I appreciate it. Thank you. Kind of like the conversation I had 20 years ago, talking to the bankers. Yep, bank's going to collapse in your lifetime. Well, are you high up in the banking industry? No. I work at General Motors. Well, doing what? Working on the floor and making parts. Ron McDonald, thank you, my friend, for being here.
Hey, you're quite welcome. My pleasure.
All right, and thank you guys for being here today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then.
John Stepp.